Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. First of all, thank you for listening to the podcast episodes, whether you listen to them on iTunes or YouTube or Stitcher, any of the channels that are broadcasted worldwide. And you never want to miss an episode. So make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can catch every Mile High podcast episode. Of course, coming up very soon is our annual Mile High Chiropractic Movement Weekend. We look forward to seeing you there. Rise up with us August 15th to 18th, www.riseuptomilehigh.com. If you have not reserved your seats, then you want to get on that. Use savings code podcast to save, and we look forward to having you there with us. And enjoying deepening your philosophical understanding of chiropractic, expanding your vision, and also improving your business strategies. And this podcast episode is part of that. We are grateful to have on the episode one of this year's speakers, and I'm hoping I pronounced her name right. Oh my God, Amy Spolstra. Did I do okay?
Oh! Wow, you get a gold star.
Oh, good. Amy's okay. And she's a practicing principal family chiropractor out of Coeur d'Alene. I don't know if I pronounced that one right either, Idaho, since 2008. Her and her husband are the founders of Spolstra Family Chiropractic and the Focus Program, Neurodeflective Retraining Method, Navigating Healing, and Focus Educational Services. You can find her traveling the world, helping people be better chiropractors. And we are grateful to have her on the episode today, as well as on the Mile High stage. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Amy Spolstra.
Oh man, thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
We are grateful to have you here, and we're grateful to see you at Mile High. And first of all, let's help people get to know you personally a little bit. How did you find your way into chiropractic?
Oh, I love that question. It's funny. I was just, I think under your post on Facebook, your question today was, I think it was you, Danny, what was the most impactful adjustment?
Yes.
And this is really my entrance into chiropractic. When I was a college student, somebody said to me, one of my friend's parents, still one of my, I won't tell you how many years ago that was, but one of my good friend's parents said, if I were to do anything, if I could start over and do anything, I would be a chiropractor. And I was like, a chiropractor? Like, don't they just help people with back pain? And this person who was a non-chiropractor taught me about chiropractic, like real chiropractic and innate intelligence and subluxation. And I was like, basically gave me a little lay lecture. And I was like, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do. Like light bulbs, like that moment. And so I went back. I was going to Michigan State at the time. And I went back and I went around to all the chiropractic offices. I got all dressed up and I went to all the chiropractic offices, like knocking on doors, like I would love to shadow. I'm going to be a chiropractor. I'm going to go to chiropractic school. I've never had an adjustment. I really don't know anything about chiropractic except for this philosophy. And I would love to volunteer. I would love to get under care. Like, what can I do? Everybody turned me away. Everybody turned me away. Except for Linda Rassel, the late Linda Rassel, who's in Michigan. She was in Michigan. She has there's a whole Rassel crew in chiropractic. And she took me in, gave me a job actually as a CA, taught me about chiropractic, started adjusting me, changed my life.
Awesome. Awesome. That is so great to hear. And I love hearing when people found their way to chiropractic because of life-changing care that they received. Now, that being said, tell us a little bit about the focus that you have, your interest in developing brain and mind of children and how they handle the stress response. How did that become an area of focus for you?
Well, before chiropractic, I have a very unique life experience. I was raised in a family with a brother who had some pretty big behavioral learning, socialization, neurophysiological challenges. And my dad was a classical optometrist at the time, and my mom was a public school teacher. And here we have this kid, my brother, we're best friends, really close, still very close, and he's doing great now, by the way, who had all these challenges. And my parents went, for some reason, we weren't like a really holistic family, but for some reason they didn't want to medicate him. They didn't want to do all the traditional things. And so they started going down the route of doing some different alternative tutoring and therapies and things like that. And long story short, that shifted my dad's entire life and hit all of our entire lives, but in his professional work. And he became what's called a developmental or a neurooptometrist. And so he became a leader in that field. And I grew up in the back of lecture rooms and just knowing from a very early age about brain development and deflected development and how the eyes, I teach a lot about this in my, when I lecture and teach, but about how the eyes give us a really brain and how we can make changes with the brain. And so I was like, well, that's cool. That's good. I kind of just, that's a part of my life. Like some people grow up like you in chiropractic, right? I grew up in that field, mm-hmm. part of my being. And when I decided I wanted to become a chiropractor, I didn't know that these things came together and that they should be, the two professions should be working together. But I'm sitting in Sherman College, like quarter one, learning about, you know, the neurology of a subluxation and the philosophy. And I'm like, wait a minute, these people over here in neurooptometry are getting really great results with these kids and adults, but they have no idea what these chiropractors are doing, and vice versa. And then developmental psychology and nutrition, all these other areas, they're doing great work, but nobody's talking to each other. And that was my next like light bulb moment of, I guess that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to bring this collaboration, but stay grounded in the philosophy of chiropractic. And so that's what I've been doing for over a decade, and just developing this work and getting results with these kids and giving them, you know, the ability to have a better expression of life, not by treating them, but by really looking at underlying neurological imbalances and how that pertains to brain development and trajectory of brain development. And then that can lead to challenges. And so I'm really in this next phase, I'm all about helping chiropractors make that connection and bridge that gap so that they can really truly understand and be convicted in and have great procedures and communication in how chiropractic really truly does help this deflected brain development that most of these kids with these behavioral learning socialization challenges exhibit. And not by changing everything in their practice or doing all these other things, not that those things are bad, but by doing real principled chiropractic.
Wow, that's outstanding and very exciting. And I know you share this with audiences all over the world. And I got to catch you speaking at Sherman, which was outstanding. And so now with that, tell people a little bit about what are neurodeflective disorders, because people may not even understand that.
Right. So neurodeflective disorders, neurodeflective behavioral or learning patterns or socialization patterns are really what I call neurodeflections are looking at the behavior. So maybe we have a learning disability. Maybe we have a visual perceptual issue. Maybe we have hyperactivity, for example. When we look at that more as a window into the brain, when we can understand development, brain processing a little more completely, then we can understand what that window, what that behavior or what that deflection is telling us about where a child or adult may be in their brain development, where the gaps may be. And the reason that's really important for chiropractors is a couple reasons. One, it helps us move away from the deficit model. By the way, we teach this to psychologists, medical doctors, like speech therapists, OTs, same concept. When we do that, we help the practitioners themselves move away from the deficit model of looking at the things that these kids are doing that may be peculiar or the things that they're doing that are in deficit, right? And we can shift away from that and understanding, okay, this behavior is a window into how they're processing their world and where some early gaps in their development, brain development may be, which is super important from a philosophical shift standpoint, but then from a practical standpoint for the chiropractor, it's really important to be able to say, great, I'm applying my skills, right? My science, art, and philosophy. I'm applying that, but I'm monitoring and I'm observing the changes and the gaps that are being filled and the deflections in behavior that are changing or reducing. And so that way I'm not treating the hyperactivity. I'm not having to do that. I'm looking at the subluxation and I'm looking at their gaps in development. And I'm teaching very simply the parents how to do that as well. So they're shifting from a deficit model. So we're no longer stuck in this. Well, we don't treat symptoms except for when it comes to ADD or autism because we don't know enough and we're not super confident in it. So then we end up going, well, your kid's been under chiropractic care for 3 months and they're still not verbal. So I don't know, try the next therapy, you know? And so that's really important. And what we do may sound like kind of a confusing topic, but we really break that down. One of my core values is simplicity. We really boil down the complexity of this brain development and neurodeflections into something that's really practical, pretty simple to understand, and easy to implement in your chiropractic practice.
Outstanding, outstanding. And you know, once again, it's a population that can benefit from chiropractic, and obviously everybody who has a spine can benefit from chiropractic, but is not necessarily aware of how much benefit they could have in that area. So that's outstanding. Now, the FOCUS program, tell us a little bit about what the FOCUS program, FOCUS Educational Services are.
So in my office, there's two sides. I always like to say, like, look, I'm a very principled chiropractor. I do other things in my office as well, and I'll explain that. But people know what chiropractic is, and in my application of chiropractic, it's very principled. So we have the chiropractic side of the practice. We literally have a separate waiting room and separate rooms, three separate focus rooms for the FOCUS program. And so everybody that's in the FOCUS program, kids that come to us with behavioral learning, socialization challenges, adults with social anxieties, behavioral learning, socialization challenges, they're either in the chiropractic side or they're in the chiropractic side plus the other pillars, which is the FOCUS program. It's made up of four pillars. Pillar one is chiropractic, neuro-based, principled chiropractic. Number two, pillar two, is some basic dietary nutrition, some methylation, some gut healing. Pillar three is what we call neurodeflective retraining, which is this collaboration between multiple different theories, movements, eye movements, cognitive games, visual learning, to help fill the gaps in brain development that are created because of stressors and subluxation. Okay. And four is brain-based parenting and mentoring, which is really applied throughout in every interaction we have with a patient, any practice member. It's all about brain-based parenting and mentoring. It's all about understanding how to connect with people, how to understand, like, hey, where are you in your neurology and your processing of the world? And how do I connect with you to help you heal, you know, and have the best expression of life? So that's the FOCUS program. And then what we do, it's going to sound a little hypocritical. For years, I've had chiropractors saying, hey, I want you to teach me to have the FOCUS program in my office. And this is the hypocritical part, some may think. I've said no, because I don't think chiropractors should be doing all of this stuff. And here's the thing. I still don't necessarily think that. I have a unique life experience, which is why I know that I was put on this earth to do that and create that collaboration. But from that, was birthed the FOCUS Educational Seminars and Educational Services, which is where we train chiropractors through a couple seminar series, level one and level two, to understand the bigger picture so that they can, you know, implement this theory into their chiropractic practice and just have pillar one, but be able to understand. It improves case history. It improves your understanding of neurodeflections, what neurodeflections are. It improves your ability to clinically manage and co-manage, create relationships with other professionals. Because a lot of these kids and adults do need a collaborative relationship with other professionals. So it allows us to keep, I think chiropractic needs to be the team leader on the team for these kids. But doctors need to know more, not necessarily do more. And so that's what FOCUS Educational Services is about. And for those people that want to offer all the four pillars, they can take level two, and level two just means they become certified in FOCUS. And that means they can work with our team to do the other pillars, but they don't have to do it in their office. which is
great.
Got it.
I understand. Now, also research. You're currently certified as an NIH certified doctor participating in practice-based research, and you're collaborating with New Zealand Chiropractic College, which we are a big fan of, for research projects. Can you share a little bit around research in these areas?
So I have big goals in this area. Big goals. So I'm part of the ICPA, and we participated as their bigger PBRNs, autism related. We plan to do more of those as we go. There's a couple of us doctors here. We've submitted some case studies to ProMatter to been published with the student. Zealand, which is super exciting, and we have like a whole heap more to be submitted and to co-manage there with them or to co-publish. And then I have a really great collaborative relationship with some other professionals, one being a neurooptometrist here locally, and we are working on some concepts and with having objective measures taken on convergence and divergence, insufficiency and tracking issues and saccadic eye movements following the chiropractic adjustment. So we're really excited to get some of that off the ground as well, because that's really important. And that really helps us solidify, I think, the chiropractic piece and the importance of that to other professions, which it's been really wonderful being able to have these collaborative relationships, because we don't come at it from a, hey, chiropractic, you know, you need chiropractic, all the kids in your practice need chiropractic, and here's why. We come at it from a, which we know is true, but we come at it from a, hey, here's brain development. Here's what can affect brain development. By the way, we can make changes with that with chiropractic. And they're like, oh, interesting. Let's talk more, you know? And so that's how these relationships have been started. But we need to be able to speak to brain development first.
Outstanding. Now, before I ask you the next set of questions, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about all of this?
Well, you can, I have a Dr. Amy Focus. Dr. Amy Focus is the page on Facebook. Where I put some lives up and I put lessons here and there. I have our actual office website has an area that's for doctors, which is CDA, which stands for Coeur d'Alene. So it's the abbreviation there for Coeur d'Alene. CDA, cat, dog, apple, cdahealth.com. So you can go to that, and then you can go to the for doctors section, and it talks about our level one, level two. And, you know, they can always find me on Facebook. So.
Now, we're super excited, and we will put that, by the way, we will put that in the blog that goes along with the podcast, so people don't have to, if you're driving, you know, feel like don't cause any subluxations in your car, you'll get it. But we are super excited to have you rise up to the Mile High stage in just a few weeks. That being said, can you share, one, why you're excited to be at Mile High?
I'm so excited to be at Mile High. I love you guys, and I don't know. We were talking about our emailing about it. You guys were early influences in my career, and so I'm just so honored and excited to support what you guys are doing and support chiropractic and the philosophy of chiropractic, and have the opportunity to share and hopefully empower and get some new thought processes going for doctors and staff about how chiropractic really does have a huge place in this brain development conversation and brain development. We mean behavioral learning and socialization challenges, because I don't know if it's just the bubble I live in, but I'm like, hey, I see some challenges in our own profession, and I see major challenges going on with what's happening with development in kids and the way that children's brains are developing. And I see a solution by putting these two together. You know, we bridge the gap between these two concepts, and this would be huge for chiropractic and bringing chiropractic forward. And also for the families and kids in all these communities. So I'm just so excited. I'm also really excited that it's one flight from where I am.
Mile High, I'll tell you, one of the things people love about it is it's easy to get to.
Yes.
It's easy to get to Denver from most places in the country. It's such a central hub. And also, it's a great place to visit. People love Colorado. And I say this all the time, please don't you know, fly in. Like, people that are attending don't like make it that you just fly in and you go. Like, spend a day in Colorado to enjoy it. You know, you've got to make, you know, the most out of your time, and there's so many beautiful things to see. The hotel is not the most beautiful thing to see in Colorado. So by any means, there's lots to see, though the hotel is awesome. That being said, what are you going to be sharing from the stage? You're doing a 1-hour continuing education session. So what are some of the things people can be excited to hear about?
Well, I'm going to break down some really practical things for people on how to start getting our heads around and making changes in just the way we're approaching behavioral learning socialization challenges. Because I want chiropractors, good principled subluxation-based chiropractors out there knowing how to be preeminent in their communities, right, when working with kids with these challenges, kids and adults, because that is going to, one, fill your practice and serve tons of people in your community, because there is a huge, 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 huge need, and be good for chiropractic. So I'm going to be sharing some actual real life stories. I'm going to be talking about a few of the kids that we have in our practice and what chiropractic has been able to do in a way that helps people understand what they can do. And then I'm going to be going over some really specific, two or three very specific things that I see as big challenges or big ideas that need to be learned and applied in practice for in order to serve this population.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, we're thrilled to have you on the Mile High stage and excited to have you hang out with the Mile High tribe too. And you know, it's always great to have another Sherman grad part of the program as well too, because we have that in common. And for people, this will jog people's memories if this is the case. Some people will know this from listening to this and some won't, but Dr. Amy is referring to a long time ago, myself and Dr. Rochelle were part of the Chiropractic Pure and Simple program with Dr. John Madeira. It was one of a big influence on us and on Dr. Amy, and we were mentors in that program. And that was a lot of fun to get to connect with you and then connect with you again now. It's amazing to see the people that came out of that went on to have further influence in chiropractic overall.
Yeah. I'm really thankful for that.
So anyway, thank you for being part of Mile High. Thank you for contributing, and thank you for doing so much to help chiropractors change spines and lives and minds in our communities. We look forward to seeing you and everyone rise up. Remember, reserve your seats at www.riseuptomilehigh.com, and we look forward to seeing you there. Hit subscribe so you never miss one of our podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher or YouTube or many of the other places it's seen, and we look forward to seeing you on Higher Ground August 15th to 18th. Over and out.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.